The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on this Thursday. Pleasant good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to the rest of you. Depends on your time zone, of course, but we're in Central, so just so you know. And we're still taking orders for all North American Urban Spice products, 10% off, by the way, this week at the Power Mall. And if you don't see anything on our thepowermall.com website, you can email us at the our email address at support@thepowermall.com. Let us know you'd like to order that item, and we'll add it to the order for you. Let's see what else. Justin Porter will be back on next Tuesday. Talk about all the new stuff we've got. Transcripts and notes and stuff. You go to our Substack page and subscribe, and you can get them all. Articles, studies, books, guest mentions, all sorts of stuff. Joel Skousen is anticipated to join us in the next hour, for the next hour, to talk about all things survival, the craziness of what's going on, his newsletter, which I subscribe to. He does a complete analysis of everything, comes in every Friday. It's a good thing. You know, he's ex-military, so, you know, understand that, you know, he's coming to you from a logistical perspective here. The free Vitamir toothpaste offer is available still. This is when you call up our Power Mall and you dial us up at 877-817-9829, donate more than $25. We send you a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. Heck of a deal. And you keep us on the air for 2024. You can also shop the Partners tab as well. U.S. Coin Capital, Prepper Beef, Freeze-Dried Beef, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita, Sauna Space, Grow Network, McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, StarWars, Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks, and the hits just keep on coming. We also have newsletters out there. We're on social media as well. You can go to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab and subscribe. That easy. And of course, you can participate in the forum as well. If you have any questions about how it works, you can send us a message at support@thepowerhour.com. And of course, if you're listening right now and you want to call in, it's 844-769-2944. Wait for the prompt and press 1. We'll get you there. All right. Got a lot of things to report on today. I'm really not going to get into the subject matter we did yesterday. When protesters start requesting vegan meals and no bananas and, excuse me, what in Hades is going on here? There's more important things in the rope-a-dope now that we found out that there's agitators. You know what they're really trying to do? Because think about it. What is this Saturday? This Saturday is May 4th. What happened in May 4th? Kent State. Do you think they might be trying to incite law enforcement to shoot people so they can go, I told you so. Police state, death to America, police state. Yeah. Think that's why they're doing it? Is it a rope-a-dope? And we're all caught up in it. Oh, we can't have these kids protesting on college campuses because all these other kids that are going to school there whose parents probably helped pay for their education are getting screwed in the process because they can't go to class unless they got a student ID and they're legitimately there. Whatever. Yeah, it's old news now. You know, it's like the mouse that roared. And they'll keep trying. Believe you me, they will keep trying to incite violence so the cops will shoot so we can have another Kent State. This is what they want. So the police are being very careful about this. Even in the blue state cities, they don't want that label put on them. The National Guard got put on Kent State. They don't want it. They're being very careful about it, including letting protesters and counter protesters continue to just beat the crap out of each other. Whatever. Hey, we didn't do it. We just stand there and referee. Wow. You see how the rope-a-dope is, and we all get excited. We all get our you-know-what's in a bunch and freak out every time something breaks out on a university where they teach liberal minds and mold liberal minds into Marxists. And we support this. Huh. Really, I think that, you know, what Bruce Goodmanson said on our show when I first started on this, hosting this, was talking about that manual about how to find yourself a really good paying job without going to college and supporting these buffoons, most of whom promoted it. Oh, well, they have free speech. They have a right to freedom of assembly. Yeah, sure they do. Did they have a right to burn down the police precincts in Minneapolis? Did they have a right to shoot business owners and beat people up? Did they have a right to do that? Apparently, Kamala thinks they did. That's the disease that's afflicting America right now. People can't make up their minds because they're so twisted in knots in different directions, they don't understand what's happening to them. Many are in denial. Our big world news story today, we're going to get into this. The CDC lied to everybody. This was indeed a depopulation effort. Many still, of course, right along the lines of what's going on here on these college campuses, refuse to believe. How, why would a government do such a thing? Now, this is world news because humans worldwide died as a direct result of the jab. And now the Epoch Times has uncovered evidence that the jabs caused deaths, ab initio, that means in Latin, from the beginning, and covered it up. They knew it. They knew it was going to cause deaths. And they tried to downplay that the vaxes or the jabs, whatever you want to call it, caused multiple deaths before claiming there was no evidence linking the vaccines to deaths, according to what the Epoch Times has learned. Apparently, they did some serious digging, and up it comes, just like vomit. Whether it's word vomit or not, hard to say. But Dr. Claire Craig, a British pathologist and co-chair of the Health Advisory and Recovery Team Group, told the Epoch Times in an email, in cases with those features, myocarditis, that was the biggie, heart inflammation, pericarditis, it's absolutely safe to say the vaccines caused the deaths. See, the world called them vaccines. We call it the jabs. And people are still in denial. Even if it comes out, and Moderna and Pfizer, of course, aren't going to comment. Oh, good God, they created the monster. And everybody, out of fear, ran to their nearest injection center. At least the ones that believe the government and not God. The agency also said evidence from 7 deaths from thrombosis, or what they call thrombocytopenia syndrome, following the J&J jab, suggested the vaccine led to people dying. And the CDC, according to Dr. Andrew Bostom, a heart expert based in the U.S., said to the Epoch Times, the CDC is concealing these deaths. They don't want to tell the American people. Ha, 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 ha. You fell for it. And they wonder why there's vaccine hesitancy in the United States, but there are still the dumb ones, the COVID idiots out there that believe everything the government tells them. and they go out and continue to get the jabs and the boosters, just playing Russian roulette with themselves. But the CDC took the opposite approach to everything we just told you. Even, you know, every death after a test was a COVID death. No death after a vaccine is a vaccine death. This is according to Dr. Craig in Britain. She questioned what it would take for the CDC to admit the vaccines have caused myocarditis-related deaths. People are dropping dead after they get the jab. Oh, no, he just had heart problems. He had pre-existing conditions. Yeah, you see how they pawn it off like that? So what they're doing now is they're starting to look at more autopsies. The file shows the CDC examined 3,780 reports through April of last year, a small number of which were duplicates. Among the reported cases, 101 resulted in death. In one instance, a 37-year-old man started suffering symptoms that could be caused by myocarditis, such as shortness of breath, shortly after getting the Moderna jab. He collapsed 3 days later after being jabbed and was soon pronounced dead. And they covered it up. They can't have that. God, we can't tell people we're trying to kill everybody. You see, nobody wants to admit it. They don't want to talk about this depopulation effort. So you look at how much the population has been reduced, according to the jab, and Bill Gates, the nutball, still wants to promote polio vaccines. I mean, we've got case after case after case listed in this Epoch Times report that clearly state what's going on with the jabs. But here's the problem. I had this article yesterday and didn't air it. Why? Because I was waiting for another authority, because this was a premium report. Epoch Times. Shame on you. Everybody in the world needed to know this story, because the mainstream media, if you go searching for the headline that Epoch Times posted, Epoch Times and American Partisan were the only two sources. Everybody else is saying, oh, no, jab didn't cause none of this. See, the mainstream media is still pushing this on the dumb ones, because we apparently have a lot of them that trust the government and still trust the government. Oh, why would they want to kill me? Yeah. Okay, Homer Simpson, yeah. Why would they want to kill you? Yeah, go get your jab, Homer. It's okay. Your cartoon can die and go away. We won't care. But this stuff, this is asinine right here. This is intentional, and we all know it. We all knew that Pfizer and Moderna were creating a lethal weapon. We all knew it was a bioweapon. But you can't tell your friends and neighbors that. They'll think you're, did you lose your tinfoil hat? Oh, darn. But you see, I had to wait till the reprinted edition by American Partisan came out so we'd have something to share with you on our email blast and on our front page at thepowerhour.com so you could read the whole article. Because Epoch Times seems to think it's a premium report and only paid subscribers could have access to it. There's your raspberry. Double raspberry on you people. Don't you think we the people are entitled to know what our government knew? That they knew the shots were lethal? And then you want to charge people to find this out? Their intent was to kill as many people as possible before vaccine hesitancy set in. And the next question I have is, why does 98% of the mainstream media continue to report there's no connection between the jab and COVID-19 related deaths? How's that work? Here's our big problem. Most of the people believe the spoon-fed pablum out there. We've lost our ability to critically think ever since they locked us down in our homes and programmed us with bull you-know-what. Good morning, Chance. How are you?
Hello, Dave Meister. Thank you for taking my call. You know, even though I feel bad for the innocent women and children, the Palestinians that are being killed, now I'm starting to see that these protests were scripted, because I figured they can't lock us down because of another so-called pandemic, because we're pretty hip to it. So I think this is why the majority of the House voted pro-Israel, they knew they would get people riled up and they'd be in the streets. So I think what they're going to do is something tragic is going to happen very shortly during one of these protests, and they're going to come against us. This is directed towards us as American citizens, either towards a lockdown or to take some more rights away. They're just using these protesters.
Well, and you know, you got outside agitators just like the summer of 2020. I mean, I brought this up on the show yesterday, and apparently news reports revealed it, Chance.
Yep, there's something behind the scenes that they're going to do to us. They're going to—I don't know if it's working on these 15-minute cities or what, but I got a strong feeling in the next month or two, our rights will be diminished, meaning us common folks. They're mm-hmm. using this. They use all these things to their advantage. I think they planned this a while back to take more rights away from us. I honestly see. I'm starting to see through this. Now, this was scripted, Dave Meister.
Yep. Well, and see, now you got the World Health Organization out there, Tedros again. You know, Lord God Tedros said yesterday that Israel's proposed full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a humanitarian catastrophe. You see, and where does this guy get off? You know, he's telling Israel to stop pursuing Hamas. They're worrying about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Here's the other rope-a-dope. Yes, we know what's going on. Wars are ugly. When Hamas supposedly, I mean, October 7th, something happened to piss off Israel. Something happened October 7th last year. Now, whether it was a false flag attack or not depends on which Jew you ask. We don't know. Again, this is the rope-a-dope we're all being played into.
Yes, we are. Yeah, they use all ends against us, ultimately. Us, meaning us common folks, American citizens.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes, this is what I see happening here. This is why, like I said before, I feel bad about the innocent women and children being killed. But I think this is a big distraction that the powers that shouldn't be are going to come against us very shortly. They're, like I said, they play all ends against the middle. Thank you for taking my call, Dave Meister.
You bet, Chance. You bet. Thanks for your call. You see, the thing is, too, everybody, all these Palestinian, pro-Palestinian protesters out there are now yelling, F you, Biden, or FJB. You remember, you've seen those signs out there. You know what that stands for. And it's a constant. It's a chant. And this is what they're saying. F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. It's just nonstop. And see, your Congress, who is bought and paid for by AIPAC, is promoting it. And, you know, their Speaker of the House, man, his approval ratings are plummeting. The Democrats love him. He's a rhino. Now it's made manifest and Marjorie Taylor Greene is going after him. I'll get to that story in a minute, but then, you know, Winkin, Blinken, and Nod decided to meet with Bibi amid the ceasefire push, talking, well, you really need to deliberate, Bibi, about this Israeli offensive in Rafah. And you know what else? That's it. That is it. That's the news. Everything else about this story is old news. We have to stop with that mindset. Nothing's happened yet. There may be women and children killed, like Chance just said. It's going to happen everywhere. What about all the women and children illegal aliens are killing in this country? And, exercising stabbings, shootings, perverse rapes. How's that work? You know, it's still going on here. We're losing kids here. Do we care? No, we only care about stuff going on in foreign countries. Because we're world cops. All our tax dollars are going to fight foreign wars. Wonderful. The whole world is watching. You see what I mean? They've got us so twisted in 15 different directions, we don't know what to think. We don't know what to believe. I told you AI might have been me behind the scenes manipulating this stuff. We don't know. I mean, I'm trying to put on the critical thinking cap here. But in the meantime, Border Patrol, now, whether this is true or not, I mean, they got pictures. They took pictures. Somebody did. Illegal immigrant surge, cargo train travels through Mexico headed to the U.S. border. It originated from Chihuahua City, where authorities forced hundreds of migrants out of the tents, which they set up behind a convenience store near the train tracks, and now they're all on the trains headed for U.S. Former Border Patrol Agent Ammon Blair is fighting back on Mr. Herrera Beza. This apparently is a spokesperson for Homeland Security. And Mr. Herrera Beza is pushing propaganda, according to Ammon Blair. He's a former patrol border agent. He's a senior fellow for the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Secure and Sovereign Texas Initiative, has over 10 years experience on Border Patrol, served in the U.S. Army for 22 years. Mr. Blair says this narrative being pushed by Border Patrol is not true. Half-truth, if they're lucky. While Border Patrol may be processing illegal immigrants who enter the U.S. and apply for asylum, they're also releasing them en masse. Just ask anybody in San Diego County. Ask any of their county board of supervisors. Ask any of them. They'll tell you. Well, they dumped 150,000 of them here. There's no accounting for them. Do they care? You know, people start getting stabbed to death, robbed, shot, raped. Do they care? No, nobody cares. Oh, but they're so worried about what's going on at UCLA and all these other places. They're so worried about that. It's all about optics. Well, maybe if we just distract people with all this garbage going on in college campuses around the country, we don't have to worry about sneaking in more of these illegal immigrants because everybody's paying attention. You see, there's a big rope-a-dope. They're all paying attention to what's going on over in the Gaza Strip and in Israel and on college campuses, and they're not paying attention to the southern border. That's like the doctor who sneaks up on you in a proctology exam. Oh, hello. I mean, how graphic do I have to get for you to get it? It's a rope-a-dope. And like Chance said, there, you know, pretty soon your rights are going to start disappearing again, and these illegal immigrants are going to have more rights than you do. How's that grab you? Right by the election, you know what, right? Speaking of elections, millions of voters in England and Wales are going to cast their ballots today in an array of local elections. That will be the last big test before a UK general election that all indicators show will see the Conservative Party ousted from power after 14 years. Now we're talking about Rishi Sunak here. We'll hope he can point to successes, notably in a couple of key mayoral races, to douse talk the Conservative Party will change leadership again before the UK's main election, which could take place as soon as next month. On the other hand, Labour Party leader Keir Starmer will hope today's local elections confirm what opinion polls have shown for the last 2 years, that Labour is on course for power since the first time since 2010. We'll see. No elections are taking place in Scotland or Northern Ireland, the other constituent nations of the UK. You know, the coronavirus jabs had a lot to do with this. Everybody over there believed the same thing, which is why it was world news. And, you know, we had some songwriters over in the UK join us on the show a couple of years back talking all about the fact that they were finding people in nursing home and giving them drug cocktails that were killing them. Oh, you've got COVID. Here, take the shot. Oops, sorry, you're dead. See how that works? Any way to get rid of the population. Is London a safe place to travel to these days? I don't know. Depends on who you talk to. Moving on to use news. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating a top prosecutor in the Manhattan DA's office on this Bragg case against former President Trump for his past work as a senior DOJ official during the Biden administration, amid allegations the Trump prosecution is politically driven. Jim Jordan is going after him as well as the ATF for what they did to Brian Malinowski in Little Rock, shooting him in the head, breaking into his house, covering up his camera, not wearing body cams. And you know, you haven't heard a peep out of that case, have you? And Michael Cohen, who's supposed to be their star witness, has been on TikTok trying to raise money. Oh, that really just, you know, using his involvement in Trump's case to further his own interest. That will literally be used against him at trial in New York here. Believe you me, every time he opens his mouth, they're either going to object or they're going to take notes and they're going to go after him in cross. And when I say that, I mean cross-examination. I think most of you understand how the legal system, works. Once the prosecution gets done asking questions and parading in front of the jury, trying to testify for the witness under the objections of the defense team, because they will. They'll go out there and they'll insinuate, Trump did it, Trump did it. Objection, counsel's testifying. Sustained, jury still heard it. Just like TV, huh? Gotta love it. The Arizona Senate, by the way, their near total abortion bans just got repealed by the state Supreme Court, you know, just after they put it out there and ruled it enforceable. The Arizona Senate just basically, because the House narrowly passed the repeal on April 24th, the Senate followed suit yesterday, 16 to 14, but not before several disappointed senators had the opportunity to air their grievances. Senator Anthony Kern said, what we're actually voting on here is death, chiding members of the Republican Party who voted with Democrats in support of the repeal. The Democrat Party stands and runs on death. Republican Party stands and is supposed to run on life. Well, unless you're a rhino. Doesn't matter. Something else that took place yesterday you may not have been aware of. Wisconsin, up in Mount Horeb Middle School in Dane County. That is the county where Madison, Wisconsin is. It's a middle school. They had an active shooter threat yesterday. But they were able to, quote, neutralize him before he was able to enter the middle school with a rifle. School officials reassured parents none of the kids were harmed. The suspect did not breach the entryway of the school. Schools in Mount Horeb Area School District went into hard lockdown after the report of an active shooter was issued. One witness who worked about a block away said she heard numerous gunshots, saw dozens of students running away. Officials later confirmed the suspect had been a student at the middle school. I wonder why he did it. They won't know. They killed him. And of course, this time, unlike the ATF at Brian Malinowski's place, they were wearing active body cameras at the time. So school officials, of course, credited their security precautions for preventing the alleged threat from entering into the school. These are things you didn't hear about or may not have been paying attention to, like the fact that the CDC covered up all the COVID jabs, knowing they would kill people. Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. We got to be paying attention to what's going on over in the Middle East. Oh, my God. Rope-a-dope. You think the economy's any better under Biden? No, I've got a bunch of news stories that are going to blow your mind after we come back from these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, cysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. this Thursday here on our new time slot on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us for this segment. More economic news now that we're out of the use news. I know a lot of you just say, whatever. It's okay. Water off a duck's back. I get it. But I think Chance was right. I think something nefarious is in the works here to take away more of our rights. Could be a false flag attack. I don't think Kent State's going to do it. I think it'll just give people an excuse to continue to riot. Because, see, they didn't really do that. I mean, just imagine what would happen, like at Columbia University with all those people. If the cops just went in and, look, we're going to give you people 5 minutes to get off the lawn and we start shooting. Go ahead. Well, do you feel lucky? Do you, punk? Go ahead. Make my day. You don't think we're just going to let you walk out of here now, do you, punk? What do you mean we? Smith, Wesson, and me. Yeah, really. I had to do my Clint. Sorry. I find humor in it because this is what they're looking at. This is what everybody's looking at. They're waiting for somebody to start the proverbial caca. Scheisse, whatever you want to call it. I can't say the other word on the radio because we're on radio stations here. But here's the thing. You get people out there that get a little itchy trigger finger and want to go tackleberry on somebody. You are going to start stuff and you're going to give the other side impetus to point fingers and then continue. And it will escalate the situation. They want to de-escalate. So they just arrest them and let the blue state Soros backed district attorneys, let them all out. Oh, don't think that isn't happening. We haven't heard what happened after they were arrested and took them in, have we? No. Americans who get supplemental security income are due to get two payments this month because of a scheduling quirk that prevents payments from being made on weekends or holidays. SSI monthly payments are usually made on the first of every month. However, a beneficiary can get two payments in a single month, which happens when the payment date falls on a holiday or weekend, forcing Social Security Administration to issue a payment on the last day of the previous month. Beneficiaries may or will receive their May SSI payments on the 1st. In addition, they're going to get a payment for June on May 31st, since June 1 falls on a Saturday. Amazing how that works. Just makes you so dependent on the government, right? And see, the Fed, meanwhile, has announced they're going to leave interest rates unchanged at their highest levels in 23 years as monetary policymakers have observed a lack of further progress toward the central bank's 2% inflation target. Well, it's not going to happen. No. And the reason it's not going to happen, and we discussed this with Fred Jashevsky from uscoincapital.com. We discussed it with him. Why? Target range can't be sustained. These people are lying to us. Interest rates are high. Who can pay 6.5%, 7% for a home mortgage loan now? Kids don't make enough. Children don't make enough. Kids growing up and becoming adults, moving into the workforce, are even if they're lucky to find a job. We have a Congress that is out there in deficit spending, which is pushing inflation risk higher. So the Fed technically is killing the economy because we're looking at stagflation here, and nobody can afford to buy a home. Nobody can afford to buy a car because they don't want to pay 12% interest. You will own nothing and be happy. Is that what this is? Let's starve everybody. It's no wonder kids are moving in the house, staying in the home with their parents. They can't afford to buy a house. Can't even afford to rent an apartment. Have you seen how much apartment rents are these days? So, you know, what's parents going to do? What's a mother to do? Serve your family total? I don't think so. Kid's going to have to go out and get a job. And they're going to have to contribute to the household expenses because, after all, they are using the water. They are using the gas. They are using the electric. They're eating the food out of the fridge. Don't you think it's right? Now, see, not if you live in a libtard household. Oh, no. Mommy and daddy have to. Oh, we'll pay for it, Junior. Don't worry. Conservative, they're looking at this like, okay, what are we teaching our kid right now? How to sponge off us as long as they can and talk dirty to us or talk to us, you know, and smart off and refuse to take out the trash or whatever because he lives here. Why can't he participate? You see how the colleges have killed the family unit? And we're all paying attention to what's going on at college campuses as the libtards and all of their minions are agitated by outsiders and go do stupid stuff. I have a hard time feeling sorry for these people and their parents. I mean, their parents control the purse strings here in a lot of ways. I mean, if they were that smart and they got a scholarship, you'd think they'd have enough brains not to participate in stuff like this, especially when Columbia is saying, look, if you're a senior and you're due to graduate, you're not going to. Or in your UCLA, they just flat out canceled graduation. So, I mean, you know, why would you do something like that? Why would you risk your career? Well, why didn't you graduate, son? You're here in a job interview. Oh, well, because I went out there and I protested with the Palestinian group. And they denied my senior graduation. Oh. So does that mean that if I hire you, I'm going to be hiring a troublemaker? Maybe I don't want to hire you. Don't think Mr. and Mrs. Corporate Genius out there is not going to remember what some of these billionaires are saying. Remember the ones up at Harvard said we're not going to hire Harvard and Yale graduates? Because of their attitude toward capitalism? You see, that's part of the problem we have here. Regulatory filings, by the way, show that former President Trump increased his stake significantly in the company, Truth Social, now owning nearly 65% of Trump Media and Technology Group, becoming around $1.8 billion richer. Amazing how that works. And his popularity grows the more they try to make him a martyr. Now, understand something. These are things, because this is what they call him, businessman turned politician. Okay, think about that for a minute. Seriously, think about it. Focus in on Trump. Focus in on his demeanor. You're fired. Yeah, don't focus on that. Focus on his demeanor. Focus on what he knows. Focus on the fact that, you know, they're bringing every single thing at him that they can bring, but understand he was a businessman first. And that's why the rank and file in DC don't like him, because he ran the country as a CEO, not a politician. They can't have that. But see, if anybody could set an example of how to amass wealth and how to avoid paying taxes. I said avoid, not evade. Trump can teach you that if you just pay attention instead of hate him. Speaking of capitalism, another Boeing-related whistleblower is dead. That makes two now. A whistleblower at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems died Tuesday morning, according to Seattle Times, following a struggle with sudden fast-spreading infection. Gee, I wonder how 45-year-old Joshua Dean got that. He was in good health. He was a former mechanical engineering quality auditor from Wichita, alleging Spirit leadership ignored manufacturing defects on the 737 MAX, including mechanics improperly drilling holes in the aft pressure bulkhead of the MAX. Of course, when he brought it up to management, he said nothing was done. So he filed a safety complaint with the FAA. And there's a whistle, and he got fired. And Spirit AeroSystems initially did nothing to inform the FAA and the public regarding the bulkhead defects, so Dean filed a lawsuit. Whistleblower suit? and he gave a deposition. He was in great health. But all of a sudden, boom, according to his aunt, Carol Parsons, he was in critical condition for 2 weeks, said he became ill and went to the hospital due to breathing difficulties, intubated, after which he developed pneumonia, then MRSA, bacterial infection, right? His condition deteriorated rapidly. He was airlifted from Wichita to a hospital in Oak City, was put on an ECMO machine, which circulates and oxygenates a patient's blood outside the body, taking over heart and lung function when a patient's organs don't work on their own. Doctors considered amputating both hands and both feet. Then he died. Couldn't hang on. All because he was terminated because of retaliation for blowing the whistle on Boeing. Meanwhile, John Mitch Barnett, the other whistleblower in South Carolina that was found dead of a, quote, apparent suicide. Sounds almost like Vince Foster, doesn't it? The Charleston County Coroner's Office saying Barnett's death appeared to be from a self-inflicted gunshot when he blew the whistle on Boeing, too. But see, almost 2 months later, the police investigation into his death is still ongoing, according to the Seattle Times. Peloton, you remember the bike, the once thriving fitness company? Well, their CEO, they just hit another rough patch over there. He just stepped down. Barry McCarthy stepped down after the company's share price dropped 92% during his tenure. Oh, they put all their faith in supply chains and everybody was going to be on a Peloton bike during the coronavirus pandemic. There was a surge in demand. People sought home workout solutions. Company failed to anticipate the shift in consumer behavior once the world reopened after the rollout of the jabs. And there you have it. Another corporate business that went down the toilet. In the health category, certain Old Navy Lululemon yoga pants may contain toxic chemicals linked to cancer. There is a blogger out there that has blogged that some popular brands of yoga pants and gym leggings may contain measurable amounts of PFASs, industrial chemicals. They can linger in the environment and the human body over time, prompting the name Forever Chemicals, linked to risks like kidney and testicular cancers. And of course, the results of Mamvation's specific testing, which is the lab that she sent these to, the blogger, Leah Segedi. She sent 32 pairs of activewear from a variety of brands, and boom, all of a sudden, there it is. LuLaRoe, Lululemon, and Old Navy, among the brands that tested positive for PFAS. Yep, be careful where you shop, folks. Early signs of pancreatic cancer, insights from clinical cases. Yeah, we have an article on that as well. It's a highly fatal disease. Early signs often overlooked, resulting in many patients being diagnosed in the advanced stages. It's too bad. They have to wait till that far along to figure it out. The following symptoms can indicate a case of pancreatic cancer if the following symptoms there, if they're there, if they manifest themselves. Early detection and treatment, of course, are crucial in fighting it. While you put the article in our email blasting on our front page. If you have sudden increases in blood sugar, unexplained depression, rapid weight loss, unexplained fatigue, abdominal or back pain, and persistent gastrointestinal issues, those are the symptoms. And the one or more of them may happen big time. You might even look at your family history as well. A 47-year-old Seattle man who had been visiting Oregon on business became the first recorded case of brain disease as a result of fentanyl inhalation. This according to the British Medical Journal. It's funny, they can't talk about that over here. But the British Medical Journal has it. Toxic leukoencephalopathy, disease of white brain matter. On February 25th, 2023, the man was found unresponsive in his hotel room. While he had no known previous medical issues, the man had been unconscious for an unknown period before he was found He was discovered close to unidentified crushed pills and white residue on a nearby table. When he arrived at Oregon Health and Science University Emergency Department, he could not follow commands or answer questions. He could respond to pain stimuli in his legs, but not his arms. Hospital brain scan revealed that the white matter in his brain was inflamed and swollen. His cerebellum, responsible for gait and balance, was injured. While an initial drug screening produced negative results, a subsequent urinalysis showed a very high level of fentanyl, prompting a diagnosis of toxic glucoencephalopathy due to fentanyl inhalation. In other words, the guy was crushing pills and snorting them up his nose. Wow. How dumb can you be? Here, have a Tide Pod. Google has laid off hundreds from core teams, shifting roles to India and Mexico. According to CNBC, they've taken a significant step in restructuring their workforce. The core teams are responsible for building the technical foundation behind the company's flagship products and ensuring online safety. Well, there you go. I mean, if they're going to sack the core teams, where's that online safety? There isn't any, right? I mean, we have to assume that. And of course, Bill Gates wants to use AI for genetically modifying beef cows to save the planet. Well, moo moo, big guy. This guy is not a nutritionist. He's not a doctor. He's only in it for the money. He said all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. He's optimistic that fake meat is going to be the end thing these days. Mr. Gates, you can eat all the stuff you want, all the junk you create. You can eat all of that. Bet he doesn't. One that didn't make our news blast at the last minute, both sides of I-95 outside Norwalk, Connecticut, the East Coast Main North-South Highway were shut down this morning. Following an early morning crash involving a passenger car, a tractor trailer, and a tanker truck carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline, which exploded. Wow. Connecticut officials warned drivers to avoid the area or stay home if you use I-95. Text alerts were sent to residents of Connecticut, New York, and trucking companies to find alternate routes. Buttigieg has also been notified. Is that the guy that Biden called booty juice? I don't know. So just to let you know that that's going on right now on I-95 outside Norwalk, Connecticut. On the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, we have everything you always want to know about chicken feeders, but we're afraid to ask. That sound familiar? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting article, and they talk about gravity feeders, treadle feeders, tube feeders, automatic feeders, all that good stuff, made out of plastic, metal, or wood, and what works for you based on size and capacity of the coop and ease of cleaning. That's a good article. I think, you know, if you have some time and you're contemplating the birds, would be a good thing. Gun Owners of America and the state of Texas has filed a suit against ATF's universal background check rule. Page 194 of the 466-page rule. You see what they do? They put this garbage out en masse, and then we have to sift through it to find stuff out. The rule largely centers on guns being sold for profit. However, on pages 26 and 27, it equates to pecuniary gain with profit, opening the door for the ATF to redefine the word sale so as to require an NICS background check when the private seller is bartering over a gun. But you see, they've already let the cat out of the bag when they busted into Brian Malinowski's home March 19th and shot him in the head without identifying themselves and with apparently no body cams. Pretty sad. And of course, the Gun Owners of America, state of Texas, arguing the rule will result in hundreds of thousands of law-abiding gun owners to presumptions of criminal guilt for all manner of activities relating to the innocuous, statutorily authorized, and constitutionally protected private sale of firearms. And of course, who brokered this? Republican Senator John Cornyn, Mr. Rhino of Texas. God, you got to love that. We also have a list of Monsanto companies that are owned that you shouldn't buy from. They're at the very bottom of our email blast. Oh, the names you know. Oh, I'm talking about some serious names you know. Once you read this list, it's like, geez, what am I going to eat? That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Brady, you're on for the last minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I'm watching the demise of the democracy under Joe Biden. Every day we wake up, I don't know what can get worse. It's hard to wake up to the morning these days, but you kind of find out like NATO and our government is going after everybody. I kind of was thinking about it. The BRICS nations now, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. I thought about it. Right now, NATO and our government is going after every one of them countries. And I think it's the reason being because they destroyed the dollar once they implemented the BRICS system. And I don't think our government, along with the Israelis, appreciated too much that the dollar is going to zero and that currency, the BRICS, is overtaking it. So we're kind of stuck right now in a rock and a hard place because I think we're literally 30 to 60 days out from a complete economic collapse. Way worse than the 1930s.
I know. And there's that music, Brady, which means we're going to have to cut this short. I appreciate your call. The writing is on the wall, folks. I think people here that listen to the show know this. We're going to get some further insight from Joel Skousen. We're going to reach out to him after these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.